Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third hour, talking to Michael Shrimpton, national security barrister in England, with his intelligence sources concerning the murder of Dr. David Kelly. And British people are very, very suspicious, as are many other folks around the world, and more and more is coming out. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
I have two quick questions. Mrs. Shrimpton, what is David Kelly's wife saying about his murder?
Janice Kelly, hi Jim, Janice Kelly accepts that it was suicide. At least that's her official position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my next question, why didn't the British or the American or the Israeli intelligence assassinate Saddam Hussein before the war?
Well, that's a big question, probably better directed to intelligence officials. Assassination is a very... I mean, I'm opposed to assassinations in principle, one of the reasons why I'm outraged by David Kelly's assassination. Assassination is a double-edged sword, and I think had we gone in and taken out Saddam Hussein, that would have rebounded on both Britain and America very quickly. So I think the call not to assassinate him was probably well made. It's also more difficult to assassinate politicians like Saddam Hussein than first appears. You remember the CIA's farcical efforts to try and get rid of Fidel Castro.
Right.
They had to go for several years, and they didn't get anywhere close to assassinating him with exploding cigars and what have you. I would say the call not to take Saddam Hussein out was right. The danger with assassinating somebody like Saddam Hussein, you build up inside Iraq popular support for his regime.
Yeah, you turn him into a martyr, and also it'll cause a revolution even before you get there, and then you won't control kind of the way the balls break. Thanks for the call. That's a really good question. Anything else, Jim?
No, thank you.
Great to talk to you, Jim.
I've got a question. I've got a question for you, Michael. Where is all this going? As more and more doctors and people come forward, and as you come forward and say it's clear that he was murdered, I mean, where does all this go for Tony Blair?
Well, there are indications that he may be preparing to resign. He's denied officially over the weekend that he's planning to resign, which is an indication that he is. Never believe anything until it's officially denied. A number of key advisors have bailed out. Alastair Campbell, another key advisor, Philip Gould, has just been offered a peerage, which is a form of retirement we have in England that you don't have in the United
Michael
States.
Michael Meacher, months ago.
Michael Meacher, yes. There are now calls. Michael Meacher's just issued a call. He's a former government, nice chap, a former government minister. Michael has issued a call over the last weekend calling on him to go. There are indications that he is on his way out, but, you know, it's up to him. Or up to his party.
Well, that would certainly be good. I mean, have you ever had a prime minister this bad?
Well, that's a political question. The answer is probably, but I can't remember when. It's a close toss-up between Tony Blair, John Major, and Lord North, who lost the American colonies. But from your point of view, Lord North is probably quite good to have in Downing Street.
That's funny.
Neville Chamberlain, I think that without being disrespectful to my Prime Minister on the air, I think it's a close call between Tony Blair and Neville Chamberlain. You could have 10 different politicians and economists and military strategists sit around a table and come up with 10 different answers as to whether Neville Chamberlain surrendered more of Europe than Tony Blair, and whether Tony Blair surrendered more to France and Germany than Neville Chamberlain did. It's a close run thing.
Well, I think it's clearly Tony Blair if he gets what he wants.
Yeah, I had I have to say, having met Tony Blair, he's quite a pleasant, personable individual. He's not a monster when you meet him.
Well, they said that about Adolf Hitler too. You know, we got a break. We'll come right back and we'll go to Lenny Bloom, who's been on this story, and we'll also talk to David in Texas and a few other callers for our guests, and we'll get to Bob and Ron and others, and a bunch of other key news items. Stay with us.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Clipscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Clipscott Enterprises.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just an absolutely amazing and riveting interview of the last hour and 8 minutes with our guest, a national security barrister, a lawyer, who has consulted with the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence here in the U.S. and given speeches and consulted around the world, and writes for major terrorism journals, going over, well, just a lot of interesting facts for us. Like, usually if you've got some type of terrorist assassination, terrorist killing people, there's usually a government behind them using them as a go-between. Oh, we've discovered that here in our research, too, and going over the evidence of how Dr. David Kelly was killed and the elements inside governments that did it and why. Let's take a few calls. We'll go to David and Ian and a few others here in a few minutes. But right now, let's go to Lenny Bloom, who's been a guest on this show before and has the website cloakanddagger.com. I know last week they got some rumblings of this story and put it out. And Lenny, what's on your mind?
Well, welcome. Thanks for having me back. Alex, you're doing a tremendous yeoman service job. You know, the pilots who fly these assassination teams around the world don't have a public responsibility to tell the media, tell the truth, or tell people. But the media has a core responsibility. You know, these things, there's so many people involved that I've known and been a part of as a spy pilot over the years. This thing with Dr. Kelly is something that's interesting. Ever since the Duke of Edinburgh said he wanted to become a deadly virus and come back and be reincarnated, we have kept a biochemical doctor's death list for good reason. The Duke doesn't want to be suspected or blamed for his actions. It's really interesting and clear what's going on here. It's right in front of everybody's nose.
Okay, Lenny, do you have any questions or comments for our guest?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for coming out. I think it's great that you're starting to dig into the whole thing. I think Kelly was number 50 on the death list, and
let me ask our.
I think that's wonderful,
Lenny.
Yeah.
Let me ask our guest that. Are you familiar, sir, that there's been all over the Western world, Australia, Russia, Western Europe, England, the U.S., top bioweapons scientists being murdered, and that Kelly just so happened to be one more on that list?
Well, I'm aware of an unusually high percentage of microbiologists going south, and it's put it this way, it's attracted my interest. I think David Kelly wasn't taken out as part of a systematic campaign to take out WMD scientists.
I didn't say that. I agree. I didn't say that. He's part of a death list, though, and there may be different reasons for it.
Hi, Lenny. Good to hear from you. You mentioned you're a spy pilot. What planes are you flying?
Well, I'm rather grounded right now.
What did you used to fly?
I flew everything from F-18s to F-14s to Cessna 172s to Bell 206s, and my student became Air Force One helicopter for 10 years, he's a three-star general.
I wish I could introduce you to a client of mine who once flew an airplane called the Lockheed U-2A over the Soviet Union with a guy called Gary Powers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Lenny. I appreciate that, and thanks for all your work.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Lenny.
Yeah, let's talk to David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question on the media. I know that you're involved in intelligence, but like in our country, we don't see a lot of programming from Tel Aviv and Palestinian television. And I know they present a very, ethical code of the Fatwa and things of that such. And we don't quite hear a lot of that. And I'm curious.
Okay, I'm not going to understand exactly what you're saying. Boil it down for us.
Well, the promotion of dying for Allah is a shown thing on TV in Tel Aviv, and media doesn't really focus on that here in the United States. I'm wondering what your view is on that, and do you see that in Europe?
Well,
I'll go ahead and listen. Thank you.
Okay, David. Always a pleasure to talk to somebody from whereabouts in Texas are you from?
I believe he's gone.
He's gone. Well, let me answer his question as a courtesy to him. I'm not very impressed with media coverage in the Middle East generally. I do subscribe to a very interesting service called Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, and some of the stuff they come up with on what is broadcast on mainstream media in Egypt and Saudi Arabia concerning Israel is just shocking. It's like the 1930s all over again. Very, very disturbing stuff. So I'm not very impressed with mainstream coverage of the Middle East, and that's partly why I went to Israel in June, a little fact-finding tour.
You were there with the IDF on the ground. What did you learn?
Well, I was very impressed with the way the IDF ran checkpoints. I talked to the checkpoint commander in Jenin, for example, very impressed with what I saw, very impressed with the security fence, which is clearly having an impact in those sectors of the West Bank where it's been erected.
I know this. We sure need one of those on the southern border of the U.S. and I want one. That thing's beautiful.
Well, I think your southern border is a bit porous. And as we've seen on 9/11, porous borders can present dangers.
I'm not kidding. I've literally seen photos of that thing, and I start salivating on it.
Yeah,
because just the raping and killing and robbery and Mexican troops and killing federal officers, and our news doesn't even report on it. I mean, it is bedlam on our southern border.
Your southern border is not particularly well protected, with every respect to the guys and girls who are down there protecting it. But no, they need more resources. But
back to the IDF. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Well, I'm a big fan of the IDF. I was very impressed meeting and talking with, from soldiers up to generals. I think the IDF are doing a good job. I think the Israelis know far more about counterterrorism than we do in Britain or in the United States. And my general line with Israel is I think we in the West, the rest of the West, Israel is part of the West, we need to get off the Israelis' back and let them go and do the job. They do know what they're doing.
Well, certainly they know how to build a fence, and I wish we had one of those.
Yeah, the fence is very impressive. It's more than the fence, of course. It's a you've got a ditch, you've got a roadway that allows regular patrolling, easy access to any terrorist incursion, good surveillance, some good high tech stuff there. The security barriers is a very impressive development.
Yeah, let's go ahead now, and who's up next in line here, Stephanie? Ian in Canada, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I wanted to ask your guests, I wanted to explore the occultic implications of David Kelly's death. And by illustration, I want to refer to a case that he may be familiar with, Air Marshal Sir Peter Horsley. They tried to take him out like Diana with the rigged brakes on his BMW in the mid-80s, just between Amesbury Circle and Stonehenge, about 660 yards, if you can believe it, into his drive west along the motorway. There was that occultic association. And what I'm wondering is, because David Kelly, you reported, probably died on July 17th, which is right in the middle of that high holiday they celebrate at Bohemian Grove, Alex. That was the date that
Let me bring this up to him. I don't know if he's aware of it, but Skull and Bones, admittedly a weird occult organization. Bohemian Grove, I snuck into it. That was on National British Television. The footage I shot a few years ago, it's also aired here. You know, in some of these killings, they do seem to do it in a ritualistic fashion. That was brought up with Princess Diana. Do you want to get into that, or is that too?
No, I don't see, with respect to Ian in Canada, I don't know whereabouts in Canada you are, but it's a great country. I don't see any occult relationship with the Kelly assassination at all. I'm not familiar with, I don't know Speed Horsley, and I'm not familiar with that. Was that an attempted assassination?
He claims that he was being used to take somebody else out, but they rigged his BMW, and I believe he was the target.
But see, here's the problem. We mix all this other stuff in that we can't prove, Ian. Then when the news goes and listens to this interview, it's, you know, discussions of you know, things we can't prove. That's the problem.
Well, Alex, if the guest wants to explore this, the book that Sir Peter wrote is Voices from Another Room, and he'd find it in the UK.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
I know plenty of air marshals. I'm sure I can find an air marshal who knows or knew Sir Peter.
All right. And I guess up next is Wayne. Wayne, where are you calling us from? Okay, Wayne is gone. Let's go ahead and go to Bob in California. Bob, go ahead. You're on the air, Bob.
I'm kind of sorry. I really am not on topic today. I wanted to call you about the Diebold machines that our county is using on for touch-tone voting.
You know what? I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get to you coming up in the next segment.
Good morning, Bob. That's an interesting subject, but not one on which I could give any qualified comment.
Well, we got so many callers here, it's hard to figure out who's calling in on subject. It would be nice if they did call in on subject.
You're a popular guy, Alex, and I can understand, having listened to your show, why you've got a lot of feedback.
Oh, well, it's great. A lot of great people out there, and we've obviously got to have you back on because you're a very intelligent, very informative person, because there's not many people that I get on the show who end up knowing more about intelligence matters, because I study it pretty much perpetually, and you've brought out some very important information, and I really want to thank you for coming on the show, Mr. Shrimpton.
Alex, it's been my pleasure and a privilege.
And for those that just joined us, again, Michael Shrimpton, a national intelligence lawyer or barrister in England, and he writes for major intelligence journals and has consulted around the world on intelligence matters, and he was coming on exposing the murder of Dr. David Kelly. Do you think those that were responsible will ever be brought to justice, sir?
I don't think they will. I think those immediately responsible are already dead. My guess is they were taken out within 24, 48 hours of the assassination. I suspect those involved in tasking the assassination will be dealt with informally and will be given valuable guidance, and the public will not get to know about it. And my guess is that the coroner, Nick Gardner, who has jurisdiction to hold an inquest will not hold an inquest. That means no jury will ever inquire into the reasons for David Kelly dying.
All right, thank you. We'll be back, folks.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's the deal. I've already had two guests up today. I've been gone for 2 days last week because I had the flu. I got a stack of giant news articles, each one of them more important than the last. I'm going to talk to Bob, Ron, Pat, and John. That's it for calls. I'm sorry, because I got to spend at least 20 minutes here at the end of the show to cover all this news. I mean, I've just got it coming out my ears here. Let's go ahead and go back to Bob, who had some points he wanted to make. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I simply wanted to say that The other day on television on the local news channel, we had our register our voters tell us that the voting booth things, those Diebold machines that we have in Shasta County, she could guarantee that they would be absolutely excellent. They would not have any faults, could not be penetrated by any hackers, etc.
And she can guarantee that there's going to be no record of it, and you're not going to get any receipt, and no recounts allowed. And they say that here, they say that everywhere, and everywhere where you investigate, they're stealing elections. Everywhere.
She said that in spite of the fact that there's four other counties surrounding this county suing the state to get these things outlawed.
Also, you're in California, the guy who ran the California election for Diebold was a convicted felon, and guess what he was a convicted felon for?
Computer hacking.
Computer hacking and wire fraud. Nice vice president of Diebold. And by the way, all the Diebold machines got really good returns for Arnold. He lost on machines that weren't Diebold, but he won on all the others. And he went on Meet the Press and said, I'm going to be your new president.
Yeah, I've decided that I'm going to go down to the registrar and get a ballot to get the vote off the machines.
You've got to start a recall petition to get rid of those things.
Well, I'm going to do an absentee ballot right away because I know that if she gets flooded with those kind of absentee ballots, they're going to say, why is no one using these machines? Maybe they'll take a second look at the money that it's going to cost them, which is the only way to get their attention.
See, the Voter Assistance Act of Bush and Chuckie Schumer, it was like $6 billion, it was $5.8 billion, to federalize. This is all federally paid for. Why? It's free machines. The feds love us. So sick. Thanks for the call. Great points, Bob. Ron in New York, and then Pat, and then John and others. That's it. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, isn't your guest, Mr. Schrimper there, isn't his life in danger also? And the other question is, what about Nader? Has he been brought up?
Well, I wish you'd have told him. I wish you'd have told us you want to talk to the guests. I'd have put you on with him. We addressed that. By going public, he's safe. And he told me a lot more off air, folks. Now, they got some really strange laws over there, but he told me a lot more off air, believe me. But he has intelligence sources in MI5, MI6. They all know they killed Kelly. They knew before it even happened that they were going to kill him. And by going public, he's safe.
And Nader, Ralph Nader, was he brought up to ensure Bush's election?
Yeah, this is going to hurt a lot of greenies who are well-meaning people but have got it all wrong. You don't stop big government with more big government. You don't stop big corporations with big government. Big corporations control big government. You just give them a bigger tool to control you, a bigger hammer to hit you upside the head with, a bigger net to capture you in.
But was he put up to run?
Nader puts out a lot of good info. A lot of things he says are true, but his solutions are wrong. And yeah, it's obvious. And I'm not saying go get Democrats in, but yes, it is clear the Greens are funded by the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. They're the leftward control arm of the globalist.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a lot of evidence shows, some of the other so-called reform groups are the right wing catch group. You understand that way? For those of us that go off the reservation looking for an alternative, they'll give us a steam valve like Nader.
So he's going to pull votes away from Kerry and Bush will win.
But it won't matter because John Forbes carries skull and bones.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because they're putting in electronic voting machines. You have the old model of controlling elections still in place as they put in the new model, the touch screens, openly run by the CIA. Run by the CIA.
So they ensure their win four different ways. There's no way they can lose.
Well, exactly. And in the future, I mean, it's going to be really funny watching them act like there's an election. Or will these candidates really believe they're in an election? We're going to have candidates run as like secret agents locally who act like they're globalists and secretly get in and, try to, we'll have to like covertly have, I guess our own secret society to get people elected. That's what they did to overthrow our country. We're going to have it to defeat them. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, thanks a lot. God bless you. Alex, doing a great job.
Hey, God bless you, Ron. Good to hear from you. It's good to be back. I never take off 2 days, folks. I always am working, and I guess my body said, no, you're going to take a rest. Here's 104 fever. here, cough up some blood. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
All right, my friends, I'm taking two more calls, and we're doing an ultra-massive news blitz. Let's talk to Pat in Indiana, who's really been holding patiently. Pat, good to hear from you.
Well, that's all right. I just had two things to say, that I went to a meeting with Mike Pence, and I went to Earlham College for a meeting about what's going on in this global situation. And I asked Mike again about the Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Victory Act 1 and 2, and I asked him to elaborate on 802. And
this is your congressman?
Yeah, Pence. And he said he helped write the whole Patriot Act, and he couldn't elaborate on 802, and he said there was no Patriot Act number 2.
Okay, so we got John Ashcroft last year saying there's no Patriot Act 2 after it's introduced. They've now passed over 60% of it in the Intelligence Act of last year, of December 13th that they passed. And so you're dealing with a big fat liar. There's no Patriot Act 2. That person's a big fat liar.
And where do I get this information? Off your website?
Yeah, we have a detailed analysis of Patriot Act 1 and 2 on Infowars.com, and then we have the Associated Press article covering the passage of Patriot Act 2 in December of last year. And we have Ron Paul's written analysis of it on the site as well. So I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Okay. We also went to a meeting over at Earlham College where it's the Quaker College.
Uh-huh.
And the subject was globalism. And a lot of them seen your videos. and they're trying to start some grassroots movement around here. But after I got some literature and came home, I realized on the literature it says Quaker UN Office, 777 UN Plaza, New York, New York.
That's what I was about to say. What? Look, there's a lot of people involved with the Quakers who were well-meaning, nice folks, aren't evil. But in the 60s, it got taken over by the communists. I've been to Quaker meetings to protest them. Open borders, gun control, UN control. Oh, yeah, the Quakers will talk about the New World Order and the big bankers and how it's the evil corporations. But their answer is the UN, publicly founded by the corporations. So, again, it's like the phony conservatives are on the air talking about the evil Democrats, but, oh, the conservatives are good. Then the Quakers will talk about the evil Republicans. Oh, but the liberals are good. Either way, the globalists still win.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were saying.
But it's fine to go recruit people out of the Quakers into the real reality. That's a good thing to do. Thanks for the call. It's good to deprogram these people. And I was about to make fun of the Quakers. I decided not to do it, then you brought it up. I mean, I shouldn't make fun of them. They're very dangerous. They want open borders. They're globalists. They're funded by the bankers. They find well-meaning people and go, oh, socialism's the answer, see, when the bankers wrote that. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. Last caller. Go ahead, John.
Yesterday on Meet the Press, Ralph Nader announced he's running for president without a party. The Green Party refused to let him be its candidate or anyone else. And Nader demanded the immediate impeachment of Bush. He said Congressman Conyers is sponsoring a bill to impeach Bush before the election. I have a clip of Nader's demand for impeachment. It's exactly 2 minutes long, and I have it queued up if you want me to play it on the radio.
2 minutes long?
2 minutes long is the clip of him discussing impeachment with Tim
Rutherford.
Well,
the audio's okay. I might play it, John, but really, I mean, we can get the clips ourselves.
Well, it's on the transcript if you go to Meet the Press from yesterday.
Okay, go ahead and start rolling it if you want to play this.
You can cut it off when you get tired of it.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay.
And I don't think America belongs just to the Democrat and Republican parties. In terms of what you stand for, this is what you said in July of last year about George Bush. Mr. Bush was not only beatable, but impeachable for deception.
That's too bad. We can't do it. John, you got a horrible hum. Sounds like we're all about to have our heads explode here. Sorry. Send me the video or send me a clip in an MP3 format to tips at Infowars.com. We can shoot it up to the network in Minnesota. We can play stuff like that on air. We do that quite a bit, but it really sounds bad when it's like that. I'm sorry. It was horrible. And I'm not saying Ralph Nader's evil, but his solutions are bad. Okay, there's corrupt criminal corporations. I agree. But you don't then get rid of the free market because there's some criminals abusing it. The criminals are using government to selectively create a crony capitalism where the corporations use the government as their enforcer. You don't create a bigger government and defeat them. It's like if somebody's beating you over the head with a club, and you go, I'm going to stop them. I'm going to give them an even bigger club. That's going to handle this. And that's what leftists can't figure out. And then, of course, the leftists are wrong on the social issues, too. And then the neocons are wrong on almost everything and think they're conservative. Okay, you know what? I'm going to cover news now in the last 20-something minutes we got left here. And there's just so much of this. I'm going to try to just blast through all of this. I said I'd read this editorial, so I'll at least read the first page because it's so good. But before I do that, I didn't plug my videos last hour. And, you know, that's how I support this broadcast. That's how I support my staff. And they're the best videos out there. They're waking people up. They're focused. They're professionally produced. I've made 10 of them. I've written a book. I've published another book. I carry other videos and books by great researchers. Folks, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't procrastinate. Buy some of the videos, the books, the t-shirts, the bumper stickers. Spread the word. We're deprogramming the world. We're waking people up. We're freeing minds. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Find out who really carried out 9/11. Get Masters of Terror, part 2 of that film. Get my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul and Frank Morales and Colonel Roberts and myself. Just an amazing video. I don't have I'm not going to spend this whole show describing how good these videos are. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of the 10 videos. Big discounts when you order multiple books. We got books on tape that are amazing, great tools to wake people up. If you don't get a fire in your belly, a fire under your hind end, a desire to want to wake people up, if you don't feel a burning desire to engage the New World Order in the information war, something is wrong with you. Please go to the website, call the toll-free number, write me a letter, order a video or two today, because they're great videos. And number two, it makes this show possible. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts or call toll-free. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We have videos that wake up 90% of those that see them. There are access TV stations in your area. I want you to make copies of my videos. You don't hear Hollywood folks saying that, buy my film and make copies. No, I want you to get my videos, I want you to make copies, because that's where the power is at. Thousands of you have gotten the films and taken action and made copies. It has had a huge effect. I want thousands more of you to do this. And I want the thousands that have done it, I want to thank you, number one, and I want to ask you to make some more copies. Because my family, my future, your family, your future, our society, our civilization is on the line. These bastards must be defeated. So here's the number one more time. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. They're $25.95 apiece, the videos are, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more. My book's $12, Paul Watson's $19.95, order a second for $11.95 to give us a gift. Pro-gun t-shirts, it's all there, folks. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. All right, we got about 18 minutes left. Let me just blitz to the news. I said I'd read this editorial because it's so good and it says it all. Anti-Semitism charges causing more damage than film could, by Rabbi Daniel Lappin. And it says, 2 weeks before the opening of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, online ticket merchants reported that up to half of their total sales were for the film. One Dallas multiplex has reserved all 20 of its screens for The Passion. I am neither a prophet nor a movie critic. I am merely an Orthodox rabbi. This is from the Daily News, by the way. I am merely an Orthodox rabbi using ancient Jewish wisdom to make three predictions about the movie. One, Mel Gibson and Icon Productions will make a great deal of money. Those distributors who surrendered to pressure from Jewish organizations and passed on The Passion will be kicking themselves, while New Market Films will laugh all the way to the bank. Two, The Passion will become famous as the most serious and substantive biblical movie ever made. It will be one of the most talked about entertainment events in history. My third prediction is that the faith of millions of Christians will become more fervent as The Passion uplifts and inspires them. The Passion will propel vast numbers of unreligious Americans to embrace Christianity. The movie will one day be seen as a harbinger of America's third great religious reawakening. Those Jewish organizations that have squandered both time and money protesting The Passion ostensibly in order to prevent pogroms in Pittsburgh can hardly be proud of their performance. They failed at everything they attempted. They were hoping to ruin Gibson rather than enrich him. They were hoping to suppress The Passion rather than promote it. Finally, they were hoping to help Jews rather than harm them. But by selectively unleashing their fury only on wholesale entertainment that depicts Christianity in a positive light, these groups have triggered anger, hurt, and resentment. Hosting a radio show and speaking before many audiences nationwide, I enjoy extensive communication with Christian America. And what I hear is troubling, fearful, and attracting the ire of Jewish groups that are so quick to hurl the anti-Semite epithet. Some Christians are reluctant to speak out, although one can bludgeon resentful people into silence behind closed doors. Emotions continue to simmer. I consider it crucially important for Christians to know that not all Jews are in agreement with their self-appointed spokesman. Most American Jews experience warm and gracious interactions each day with their Christian fellow citizens and would feel awkward trying to explain why so many Jewish organizations seem focused on an agenda hostile to Judeo-Christian values. And it goes on, and I couldn't say it any better. And that's what I said last week. I said no one would have seen this movie and thought, man, Jews are bad. I mean, I grew up, folks, watching movies about Jesus, reading the Bible, and never thought, oh, Jews are bad. I mean, this was the corrupt government of the Jews and the Romans killing somebody who was speaking out against their evil. We know governments are evil. We know man's evil. But so by the ADL running out and doing this and saying this, all they've done is made people think, what's going on? And the rabbi goes on to say that. And that's what I said last week. And, I have Jewish friends, and they're upset about this. I mean, they can't stand the ADL. The ADL will go after a Jewish group if they're pro-gun, folks. I mean, it's time for Americans to stand up to the ADL, as well as the Southern Poverty Law Center, but they're not as powerful as the ADL, and to tell them to stop it, because they've totally discredited Jews when they try to stand up against something that is anti-Semitic, because there is a place for standing up against anti-Semitism. There needs to be organizations that do that. I mean, I stand up against racist Mexicans and blacks and white supremacists, but I don't have to be Jewish to do it. And so we need to understand here that this rabbi is correct, and it's time to stop letting the ADL be the spokesman for Jews. It's real simple. And on Hutton Gibson, good friend of mine, good people. I've talked to him many times off air. He loves the Jewish people. He does not dislike Jews. Everything you hear is taken out of context. He does not think 6 million Jews died. Those numbers aren't clear. Hutton studied it. He hates Hitler. He criticizes the Pope, folks. Calls the Pope names. He is against Zionism. And he is not anti-Semitic. And he believes Masons are the ones that are now in control of Judaism. And they seem to be in control of everything, for that matter. And so they take that out of context and try to make him look like he's anti-Semitic again. And it's just going to backfire. And I got a call from MSNBC, a call from CNN. And I just told my wife when she said they were on the phone, I just said, look, we're not doing the interviews because I'm not going to sit here and add fuel to this fire. So, I got Hutton's number as he travels around the country visiting family. I don't think I'm going to call him and tell him, oh, Hutton, I didn't go on national TV and talk about you. But perhaps Pastor Butch can tell him that I told MSNBC and others that I didn't want to talk to him. But it's just horrible. They've taken something wholesome like the Passion and tried to make it dirty. And, even if Hutton Gibson, was bad, which he's not, he's a good guy, still, by going and focusing on him, they try to make it something nasty and bad, and it causes division. And I've said it over and over again. Multiculturalism does that. It actually creates racism. You can prove that. Okay, prepare yourself for a news blitz. Here I spent too much time on this, but the rabbi's words needed to be heard. I agree with him. House votes for ignition interlocks on every vehicle. This is out of the Associated Press, Santa Fe, New Mexico. I told you this 5 years ago. You're all going to blow in the breathalyzer to start your cars. And then it's going to be a retina scanner because, you can have your kids or your wife blow for you. This is the federal plan. The House has approved a measure that would require ignition interlocks on every vehicle sold in New Mexico. It would require the devices on new vehicles by 2008 and on used vehicles offered for sale by 2009. And everyone will have to blow to start their car. I mean, Big Brother on steroids, come on. Good news, Carcieri pulls bill on Homeland Security. This is out of the Providence Journal on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Do you remember the last Wednesday we read the governor's bill where it said, criticize the government, you're arrested as a terrorist. Fly anything with the American flag, you're arrested as a terrorist. Total government secrecy, we're all terrorists now. The World War One laws. You talk about Nazi Germany. Well, the governor says, I never read the bill. I didn't know it. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I am going to try to pass another bill. And by the way, he went to the governor's conference with Governor Ridge and got this legislation. So that shows you what Ridge is up to. And it says a bunch of states have passed it. So good news, though. We got the word, and we got radio stations up in that neck of the woods, 1320 and other great folks. And so we got it stopped, thanks to you. So good job. But, boy, you talk about nightmare stuff. Arnold wants to be your president. We'll talk about a real-life Nazi that the ADL loves. Hadn't found a Nazi they don't love, boy, I tell you. We'll talk about this monster when we get back.
Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete, it's so superior, that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require, and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before, and as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death. You'll find out. besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, continuing with more of the news. New York Times reports court upholds judge's right to compel medication. The state's highest court on Tuesday upheld the constitutionality of law that gives judges authority to force mentally ill people to comply with treatment, but we've actually read the legislation and what the court ruled on, and that's not the case. It's the Charles T. Sell case. He hasn't even been found to be mentally ill. The judges are drugging him for trial. Also, years of FBI agent crimes detail. This is from CBS News, and this is the tip of the iceberg. An internal FBI report kept under wraps for 3 years entails dozens of cases of agents fired for egregious misconduct and crimes, including drug trafficking, attempted murder, theft, misuse of informants, consorting with prostitutes. The report Wednesday by Senator Charles Grassley, Republican Iowa, found that about 1,000 agents were dismissed in all for serious misconduct or criminal offenses by the FBI during the period examined from 1986 to 1999. The average was between 8 and 9 per year. How do you have 1,000 agents were dismissed for serious misconduct, and over 16 years, it's only 9 a year? Boy, do the math there. That's a misprint. And they say, although the numbers were small, the FBI's attempts to cover it up were a concern. Folks, you got compartmentalized FBI agents. In fact, most of the guys that get kicked out were the good guys who blew the whistle. And I have specific cases. The big fat cats are getting paid off by the mafia. And in many cases, they act as the mafia, and that's all come out in the Boston Globe. So don't try to spin it, CBS. I mean, it is scary, folks. Murder for hire, drug dealing, you name it, hits for the mafia. Very scary people. This is out of the Sunday Telegraph. Bin Laden surrounded. The British Sunday newspaper is claiming Osama bin Laden has been found and is surrounded by U.S. special forces in an area of land bordering North Pakistan and Afghanistan. He told you 2 years ago he died of kidney failure, will be handed over right before the election. Now Albright says it. Now everybody says it. U.S. search for bin Laden intensifies. This is the Washington Times. The Pentagon is moving elements of a super-secret commando unit from Iraq to Afghanistan theater to set up the hunt for Osama bin Laden. So now they're telling you about how they're about to stage it. So that's a real joke. Schwarzenegger argues for White House run, and he said that there are so many people in this country that are now from overseas. They are immigrants. They are doing such terrific job with their work, bringing businesses here. There is no reason why not. Why not I become president? Because you're a racist scumbag. Because you're a fat pig. And more importantly, because you're a foreign agent of a foreign power called the New World Order. You're a little minion of George Shultz. And we passed that law, that amendment. And we have that in our Constitution because right at the founding of America, the Austrians got their people in and overthrew the government of Poland using foreigners they got elected. From Austria, you piece of filth. You gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting socialist Bush supporter. So he goes on to say, look at the kind of contribution people like Henry Kissinger have made. Madeleine Albright, he said, referring to two former secretaries of state who were born in Europe. He's sick. An abortion-promoting, gun-grabbing, open-border-loving Nazi. Hey, if you love all that, you get ADL approved. Yeah. Oh, man. It's just rebels control more than Haiti. They're getting ready to send U.S. troops. Well, actually, U.S. troops are already there, but larger contingencies are on the ground. That'll be a nice diversion. More aliens try to enter after amnesty. Washington Times admitting its record invasion. DARPA, they admit, is now back with the Total Information Awareness Network. Folks, it was never gone. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us. There's a lot more I didn't get to. Go to the websites. Just get out there and fight the New World Order, please.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.